Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Easter celebrates how surprise is the spice of life. Marriage proposals would not be so stunning if there was no waiting around to have to pop that question. Pregnancy would not be so glorious if every aspect of conception could be controlled. Sports would be boring if the winning team was just a matter of raw calculation. As one author puts it from Brazil, we will only understand the miracle of life fully when we allow the unexpected to happen. Of course, that's the point of Easter and the joy it shares. The surprise is that only God counted on the resurrection of Jesus, not a single man. Pontius Pilate didn't care about some crucified king as he slept in on Sunday morning. Jewish leaders were secure over the sealed tomb of a false Messiah they put to shame. The disciples had no room for anything else but a one-way ticket to despair over what they saw, and they weren't going to get out of their slump anytime soon. Matter of fact, for all the unexpected things in this life, whether good or bad, that could happen to anybody, Jesus seems to be at the bottom of the list for a whole sinful world. There is something unexpected in what we hear from the reading of St. Mark's Gospel according to what the resurrection account says about Jesus. If you're paying close attention, you would have caught it. Everything else is right in the text. We have the women, we have the open tomb, and we got the angel. But the big part is missing. What's missing? They do not see Jesus. Now, a skeptical person could really tear that apart and cause some problems, but there's a reason why St. Mark did that. He writes to Greeks, to Gentile Christians, and they need to know about Jesus in such a way that it's more than what meets the eye. The resurrection must be more than seeing, but belief in what God says. St. Mark shows women fleeing from the tomb, focused on the angel's announcement, focused on the word, "He is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." Of course, we know Jesus would appear much sooner than that to his beloved disciples and to the women. But Jesus' death and resurrection for us in our age has rolled away all fear. So we have this one thing. We are free to be faithful to his word. If one thing is certain, the women coming to the tomb that day were dedicated. They had stood in the messiness of Jesus' crucifixion to the very end. They went home to observe what had to be the dreariest Sabbath day rest ever in their life. Now they're coming back to finish the job and caring for Jesus' body, because they knew it was a sloppy way they did it. Yet such love, no matter how committed, fell short. The haunting question, you heard it, it's every Easter day, every year. The haunting question over the stone in front of the tomb proved one thing. Their own strength, their own dedication was insufficient, to say the least of all things. Faithfulness is never enough to silence all that we fear. Doing your duty in life is a good thing. Yet Jesus' death shows the law's judgment against our works. And our works do not save. works do not justify. There are also bigger stones we see too that roll in the way of our life. Fear falls on us from terrorism in our time as it puts to death Christians. Even right now during this holy time, they're dying, Christians. And there is little remorse in what's being done to them. Fear is even in our own society as it continues to push religion out of the public square with Christianity specifically under attack. The devil is even pummeling us with questions over guilt, uncertainty, and hopelessness to cut faithfulness off from Jesus. And so we fail. The stone rolled away from the tomb then became an invitation to enter. Those women who went in saw emptiness all around them. And that can never give faith. An empty tomb just means he's not there. An angel filling the void of emptiness had to remove fear from consuming them. And the proclamation of Christ, you see, had to ring out. This day belonged to Jesus. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. The resurrection of Jesus is the kind of it ain't over till it's over kind of moment of the gospel, the fullness of what it promises. What happened at the cross was faithfulness from God, perfect sacrifice to cover every sin, and salvation won for all. God rolls away fear still by giving a more faithful word to us. The unexpected resurrection of Jesus turns us back to what we expect, the scriptures. God reveals the promise of the gospel by what he says. And only faith can receive that gift. If you heard it clearly, you could hear it in the Old Testament ring very loudly today. Jesus, the Word become flesh, the Word that died on the cross, the Word risen from the dead is faithful, far more than you, far more than anyone you know. He has proven that the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. Jesus cuts down all guilt and shame of sin with words of, "I forgive you." Every time, every moment, every time that our life, where we see it so clearly, and even when we don't see it, he demolishes death with the word of baptism into his life that can't die. He slices through the devil's lies with words of truth and love that saves. And that's why it stings our society so much, because the truth comes with the cross. And you just can't miss something like that. When the women departed from the empty tomb, they were free to expect the unexpected. They had the confirmation of the word, and now they were going to see the unexpected thing, Jesus risen. Even if they did not yet see Jesus when they left, the promise was faithful. He is going before you to Galilee. The Lord of life was already ahead of their lives. He was already victoriously making a way for the gospel to go out to the ends of the earth. This belongs to Jesus, not to anybody else. He was doing this out of love. Whatever their fearful reservations were at first to not speak, we don't know all their reasons. We know it did not last long. Jesus would reveal himself to prove God's word stands. And so they could speak without fear. We are free to be faithful for Jesus goes before us. You might think we're at a loss today compared to those that actually saw Jesus. And in some way, that may be true. They got to see him. Thomas got to touch him. There's always that desire, isn't there, to go back to the good old days. The Lord knows we need his presence, though. Jesus saw all people, all times, even you, in his suffering and death and glorious resurrection. And so his word and sacrament go before us. Christ gladly comes to remove all doubt and fear, to literally put it inside you, his life, because our lives just don't have the strength. It is so we can speak and act with him in our lives. It's not to be hypocrites. It's to be honest to what he says and how he says it and how it plays out in our life. There is much to face today, and it calls for unexpected faithfulness. We cannot hide as if the truth to speak is not in the word, or act as if God does not seek to show mercy, even to the worst enemies you could think against Christians. In every one of your lives, whatever troubles, burdens, or opportunities, fear not. Christ goes before you. He goes before the whole church. The same faithfulness as with the saints in ages past is present today. And the saints have suffered before us much more painfully. Because I got up this morning and had a cup of coffee. Those women did not have a cup of coffee. They just went out of love. Not even hell itself could keep out the victorious one from parading around his triumph by the cross. That's the reason of the Easter vigil service last night, you see. Last night, I was already saying, Christ is risen, and everybody else was responding, guess what, last night in the darkness?
He's risen indeed.
Hallelujah. That's because on the third day, it was already last night. It isn't this morning. We're actually behind on the way we count a day. Because the Jewish system of calendar counts it from evening to morning. Just like God created, right? And so it was actually in the evening Jesus rose. But he didn't show himself to people till when? The light. When the sun rose for us to have comfort. But he was down in the depths of hell itself saying, the devil and the demons, you lose. Jesus has rolled away all fear. So we are free to be faithful to his word. You are free. And this is the point of Easter. But free to what? Not free to self. Not free to standards of our society. Free to stand on Jesus' word. This is the word that suffered and died. This is the word that lives. This is the word that does save. This is the word that promises you have life because Jesus lives. Amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Amen.